With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, May 11th. We are delighted. I think this might be our first time where we got somebody on the line from a place where it's the first, right? We've been on the air for now. How many years, Mark? How long have we been on the air? Coming up on our 11th anniversary of doing either radio or podcast work. And this is the first call from this particular part of the world. So if you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And we have a website that's called jillonmoney.com. And maybe you're there because you're signing up for the free weekly newsletter that Mark puts together for every Friday. Gives you a little weekend reading. If you're on the website, hit the contact button. Tell us what's going on and let us know if you will come on the air. And today, our on the air, first time ever from the San Juan Islands, it's Tricia. Tricia, you're the first call we've gotten from this part of this very specific part of the Pacific Northwest. So welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe nobody else has ever called from here.
I mean, it's just this particular area. We've had tons of Seattle. We've had tons of Portland. But no, we haven't had the San Juan Islands. So I'm very excited about this. So what is going on in your financial life that we can help you with?
Well, I have several questions. I would say the first one is that I work for a small, I actually telecommute to Southern California for my work, and I work for a small company that's never provided any kind of retirement account, but they finally did after I've been working for them for like 10 years. They finally did, and I have the opportunity to contribute to a Roth 401k, which I am. But I'm looking at some of our other retirement accounts and I'm like, should I be doing the max? I mean, I am 56, so and my husband and I are a bit behind because we are making pretty good money right now, but we were a lot less wealthy, I guess you want to say.
And how old is your husband?
He's 55.
How much do you guys make together?
Well, we're making about 250. Probably that's going to be going up.
Tell us a little bit more. What is your husband doing for retirement planning?
Well, he's been donating to a SEP and he's been doing the max every year. And he's got about $125,000 in his account. I've been donating to a Roth, although I can't this year because we made too much money. And now that's another question for you guys. But I have about 60 between a traditional and a Roth. And we have a brokerage account. We've got about $17,000 worth of worthy bonds. So I'm just trying to decide if I should do the Roth because we're kind of in a little bit higher tax bracket now.
Well, how much money's in the brokerage account?
Not very much. Only like $10,000 right now.
Okay. And emergency reserve fund?
We've probably got $40,000 or $50,000.
Okay. Do you have kids?
We do, but they're adults.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe your house and what else is out there. Any debt that's out there?
We just refinanced because we did a big remodel on our house over COVID. So that was fun. We owe about $290 on our mortgage at 2.75 interest. And we have about $30,000 worth of car loans. And we have a hot tub loan of $15,000, but that's it. We pay off all our credit cards. Yeah, we live way below our means at this point.
How much is a house worth?
At least $550,000. Who knows, though? It's been insane.
What's the interest rate on the car loan? What's the interest rate on the hot tub loan?
The cars are like one of them is 1% and the other is like 2.99%. The hot tub is about 5.9%. And that actually is one that I'm going to be paying off as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the money that is in that brokerage account, what's that invested in?
Various stocks.
Well, I mean, look, I think that you should pay off that hot tub loan because I can't guarantee you 5.9% anywhere. So just like pay that off, honestly.
Yeah.
Like even if you had to take some of the money from the brokerage account, some of the money from the cash account, don't deplete your cash account, but like get rid of this. You don't need this at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Next. You need to save a lot more money for retirement. You really do. Unless you're going to tell me that you get some big, huge pension plan, one of you or both of you gets pension plans.
I wish.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's what I think. You guys both have to put way more money aside. Your husband, it's a little bit different because with a SEP, you just don't get to put as much money away, right?
Right.
So, and it's based on his earnings. Now, is it his company or is he self-employed? What's the situation for him?
Yeah, we bought our company, a company that he worked for. We purchased it in January of 2020. It did really well this year. And yes, so he and another guy own it.
He can put a ton of money away if they're really doing well. I mean, the SEP limit for this year is 25% of your income up to $290,000. Obviously, it's not that, but I'm just saying that you can max out a SEP contribution at $58,000 a year. Now, I know you still have to live. I would ideally want you both to be putting away more money. Now, at the very least, your retirement contribution has got to go up to $26,000 a year. Okay. It just has to. We have to get more money in there. Now, what is the plan provider for your Roth 401k at work?
Transamerica.
Oh, that sucks. Okay.
I know. And that was one of my other questions. It's like, I'm happy to put away. And actually, when I first looked at it, they looked kind of bad, but it's not quite as bad as I thought. But you can't look at their funds like in my TD Ameritrade. I can't look them up because they must be proprietary.
No, they're in an annuity contract. And because of that, the annuity contract has an expense associated with it. And so when you see, for example, like if you pull up that, you were kind enough to send me the printout. But if you look at, for example, I say, okay, let me look at the equity. It says here, like the Hartford Core Equity Retirement Option. This is an index, probably an S&P 500 index. And it says the expense ratio is 0.39%, which is true. It does have an expense ratio. However, there are expenses built into this contract overall. And that's why you don't see too much of it. Now, it is the plan you have. So, I mean, you can kind of navigate around it. For example, there's a bond index that costs 5 basis points. There is a stock index that's the Vanguard Total Stock Index. That's 4 basis points, 0.04%. So you could navigate around some of this and make it just fine. And since they are pulling the money straight out of your account, I would suggest you just do it. Like you can basically say, I'm going to take the State Street Bond Index. I'm going to take the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index and International Retirement Index. I would use those three funds. That's exactly what I would do. All right. And then I would put in as much as you can fathom, which is this $26,000. And I absolutely would do that. And then for him, what is his plan? Where is his SEP held?
TD Ameritrade.
Perfect. So same deal. Okay. So what I think you guys need to both do is put away as much as you can. Now he can put away more money, right? He should really try to do more than what you guys are doing. And I presume that in your since you just did a refi, you're going to stay in this house. This is where you want to be. How much longer do you think you want to keep working?
You know, we like to work. I actually work part-time for his company. At some point, he's a manufacturer's rep for the marine industry. So we can work for a long time and work as much as we want. So I don't know. We don't plan on taking Social Security till 70.
Good, because you're going to need it. I need you to work. I need you to put money away. So what I think, so again, generally speaking, use the Roth. Don't worry about the Roth IRA at this point, because you'll have a Roth 401k. So you're going to do that, and that's your 26 grand. You're going to do that. He's going to put at least 26 grand into his account. Hopefully he can put even more. So the rule about the SEP limit, I think, has to do with like what they both do and how the plan is structured. So you might want to just check with whoever is managing that plan just to say, like, just to confirm, you know, how much money can I put away? What's the maximum we could put away based on this level of earnings? And so you should really check that out.
Yeah, I'm actually the one who's taking care of the account. It has to do with how much you take as a 401k. I mean, I'm sorry, a W-2. So we need to raise that amount that he does.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to pay the payroll tax on it, but you do want to. You raise it, because I'll tell you what, it's really worth it because of the amount of money you can put away into retirement. That's the beauty of it.
Okay.
It truly is. Okay. As you said, like, you're making more money now. So let's get going. That's your game plan. You know, we've given you marching orders and you've done the refi. Don't prepay that mortgage and get your money working, because this is the time. If you're going to work for 15 years, you're going to be able to make this happen. Okay.
Good. So another question I had, do you mind? Do we have time?
Do it.
Okay. We just got we have had life insurance, but I got a new policy through Transamerica because that was the 401k, and it had these living benefits that was different than just if you have cancer and you're going to die in 6 months. They had these different levels, like if you have a heart attack and you're disabled, you can take this much out of your life insurance, and their term, it's a term. And then, like, if you had some kind of a brain injury, then you can take this much each year out. So it's sort of basically it's term life insurance, but I don't seem to be paying extra for that compared to my other term life insurance.
Here's what I would do. I would go on to policygenius.com and I would look at what a regular old term policy would cost you now. And you're only going to do like 10 years because you really only have, what's the risk here? If you drop dead, your husband will still be making money, right? But you know, you haven't saved so much for retirement that he can really necessarily carry everything himself, right?
Well, there's one issue is that I have a son who has some issues, and I probably need to carry life insurance longer than most people.
Do you think that you need to carry insurance for your entire life? In other words, do you guys both need a different kind of a policy that covers you for your whole lives?
I don't think so. I think by the time I think our policies carry us till 80. And by then, I think we will have accumulated enough money that if we died, then my son would be taken care of. So I think it's okay. But I don't want to just take a 10-year policy. I think I need longer than that. You don't like those life benefits, huh? Living benefits.
They usually come with a little bit more cost. So if you call them up and say, what's the difference between a straight up, say you're 57, what's the difference between a 20-year term policy and a 20-year term policy with those options? Then that living benefits thing, that sort of has a little bit of a long-term care aspect. So I just want to know what the cost differential is.
I don't think it's that much. It's like $20 a month or something.
Then I would do it.
Yeah. I was kind of impressed that it wasn't that much more. So,
okay. If that's it, then definitely I would definitely do that. And I just want to remind you, because you brought it up, that because you have a child involved here, I presume you've done all of your planning for your estate and wills and all that fun stuff.
Yes, ma'am. We did it all during COVID. We got it all
fantastic.
Taken care of.
That sounds great. That's good. Okay. So I think that's what you need to do. I really do. I think that you're going to be in good shape. And from my perspective, it's time to get rocking and rolling, and you are ready to do it. I think that's the most important part, that you're making enough money. You're in a situation, thank goodness. So let's go. Okay.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say one more thing at the end here is that I've been listening to you talk about CFP licenses and people getting them, and Mark got one, and I'm fascinated by this. I might start a second career and go,
all right,
looking at different schools. And it's pretty reasonable. It's not that expensive. And I absolutely love, I wish I would have done this as a career. I'm in the medical field and I'm bored.
Well, we would love to have you. So you can go to the CFP website, which is for the professional website, is cfp.net. Check it out. There's lots of information there. And I think go for it. It's great. It is a great body of knowledge to possess. And if you're into it, then we need more women. So let's go.
Yeah, a little second career.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It is that time of the show where we say bye-bye, and you know what you have to do. You've got to wash your hands. You've got to wear your masks. You've got to maintain your physical distancing, and you sure would be gratified if you could do something nice for someone else today. Really, it's so good. All right, we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow, and if you've got a question, just shoot us a note, ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Thanks for listening.